Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show.
You unpacked Genesis 6:5 in a way that took my breath away. I guess I just never took a deeper look at this particular passage. The scripture says, "Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually." And you went after that verse. Talk about what that actually meant in that time of anarchy, oppression, unsafe culture, abuse, anger. I don't even think we realize what it would have been like to try to live in that day.
Well, it's a difficult concept, I think, for us to kind of wrap our minds around, Susie, because, you know, in our culture right now, we do have believers in place and culture. And I think that what Paul was talking about in 2 Thessalonians when he talked about the restrainer holding back sin, I think the believers and the Holy Spirit is what's doing that. But in Noah's day, the entire population, save one family, had really given themselves over to complete depravity. And so what you have is you have pandemic godlessness in the earth, where think of having no one having any regard for their creator. They push him out of the picture. There's no relevance of God in their culture. He's unnecessary. And so now mankind is left not just to himself, but to his sinful self. And so as Jeremiah 17:9 says, the heart is wicked and deceitful above all things. Who can know it? So imagine billions of people full of sin, pursuing whatever sinful desire they had in their hearts, and a whole planet of this. And of course, what rose out of this was an incredible culture of violence, of unrestrained immorality, and of course, there being no God in their conversation.
Okay, so, you know, you think about this as I was reading your book. This is another thought that never had occurred to me. And you wrote that had Satan succeeded in corrupting the entire human race through demonic infusion, that could have theoretically prevented the Messiah from coming. So people always wonder, what kind of God would wipe out a planet in you know, this judgment? But God had a plan always to save and redeem. And so to have people so opposed to him to the point where, you know, as scripture talks about a root of bitterness rises up and defiles many. I mean, God was seeing the impact of this. I never thought of this till I read your book, that had Satan succeeded and carried out his plan, God couldn't let that happen, could he?
No, and that's a great point, because I think that we often forget about Satan in the story of humanity. We have him in the garden, and then we just kind of forget about him for a while, but Satan was still at work. He was still prowling around seeking about who he could devour. And so he's got the whole human race in his hands. And think about Satan trying to, if these demonic unions really happened in Genesis chapter 6, how he was trying to do what he had tried to do in heaven, which was to become God and to create after his own kind eventually, have his own reproduction. And so Satan is having all sorts of free-handedness in the human race, but he's also trying to destroy all of humanity, because if no one is righteous, if there's no righteous remnant, then ultimately there can't be a Messiah or any righteous solution for us. So really, God was protecting our salvation by sending the flood.